opposition to a transgender athlete's bill intensifies, lawmakers are poised to reverse a key portion of their criminal justice reform effort, and legislators try to address the state's nursing shortage. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Hoosiers rallied against a bill that would ban transgender girls from girls' high school sports, saying it harms trans students. That demonstration came in advance of a Senate committee hearing on the measure. The bill's future isn't certain, but it appears likely to advance. Indiana's 2013 criminal justice reform law aimed to keep people convicted of low-level nonviolent felonies out of the prison system and into local community corrections. But many counties don't have adequate mental health and addiction treatment programs for those offenders, so a bill this year would allow judges to send some of those convicted of low-level felonies into the Department of Correction, which says it has such programs available. And with nursing shortages at crisis levels, lawmakers want to relax some policies at nursing schools, making it easier to hire part-time faculty and replace some clinical training, working with real patients, with simulation programs. Hospital systems support the changes, but many nursing school leaders say they will weaken standards too much. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.